Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday evenings on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats with head coaches Keith Christine and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Browns Electronics in Beloit, Nextech, and by Willow Spring Services in Beloit.
Welcome to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're joined by Keith Christine, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays. Here on our Locker Room Chats, Coach, since we last talked, you finished out the regular season with a win over Lincoln, 54-37 on Friday night, and then you had a first-round bye as part of the 1A Division II substate. So you get ready to play Southern Cloud, and that's actually coming up tomorrow night. Just kind of looking quickly at some of these things that have happened over the last few days and a win over Lincoln on Friday. What are your overall thoughts on the way the girls ended the regular season?
Well, I'll tell you, winning the league, the conference outright, 12-0 undefeated, I was really pleased with the way the girls worked all season long to get that there, because it was tough work for us to be league champions this year. But we took care of business when business needed to take care of. Lincoln, I thought we showed up, we got off the bus, and we were just kind of lethargic when we came out and played the first quarter for whatever reason it may be. But we shot the ball horribly. We shot free throws horribly the first half. We would not rebound the ball. They were ahead of us pretty much the entire first quarter. And then we tied it up and then battled the second quarter. Spent a lot of energy, I thought, trying to come down from like about a 8-10-point Lincoln lead. Second half, though, I thought we regrouped. We came out and did the things that we needed to. We ran offense. We rebounded the ball better, but still not as aggressively as what we should. But again, their size posed a little bit of problem for us, I guess, even though we have size. It was a good matchup, to end the regular season. And then we were able to cruise in the fourth quarter and get some subs in. And, you know, again, when the ball goes in the hole, we look pretty good. We shot the ball a whole lot better the second half, and we made free throws. So it was a good win down to Lincoln.
Coming up on Friday, again, you'll take on Southern Cloud. It'll be the second time you see them here. Substate semifinal action in Randolph. You beat them the first time, 48-29, really held Raina Schmidt down and was a very important part of that win. What are your thoughts on the second time around, and what do you need to do to pick up a win?
Well, you know, Dusty, coming off Christmas break, I thought we came out very well prepared and executed the game plan almost flawlessly the entire half. Granted, the ball fell in the hole for us, so we looked a little bit sharper, but we rebounded the ball well. We limited the Schmidt girl to touches and just got up and down the floor in the open floor and looked good. By far, I think it was our best four quarters of basketball that we had this year. And we can't take anything for granted. We get a 20-point win at their place, but they're one of the top teams, I think, in our conference. Again, we're going to have to show up, a rebound, take care of the ball, you know, everything. It doesn't matter what we did as of right now. We got to take care of business Friday night. If we do that there, you know, I like our chances, but it's going to be a tough matchup. So anyway, hopefully we can show up at Blue Valley and play well and try to advance.
Keith Christine, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays. Coach, thanks for the time all season. This is our final locker room chat, and we wish you nothing but the best here coming up as you try to get back to state this weekend.
Well, thanks a lot, Dusty. It's been nice chatting with you throughout the whole year, and hopefully the St. John's Tipton Lady Jays basketball team can continue to improve and get better and move on throughout the postseason play.
Stop in Browns Electronics at 705 North Mill in Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon-authorized retailer. Check out all the new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the award-winning Hopper, a whole-home DVR system that allows you to record up to 8 shows at once and a 2-terabyte hard drive, and also features Sling, which gives you the option to watch TV on any device, anywhere, plus many more features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
Simple facts. No one wants to be hot all summer or cold all winter. You are going to spend money on utilities. Don't lose control of those expenses. Get control. You can control those expenses even when you are not there. You can control them from anywhere. With a Bryant system customized to fit your needs, now you control the most potential for money savings in your home. What other products do you use in your home every day that can save enough of your hard-earned money to pay for itself and keep putting money in your pocket? Let Willow Spring Services help put money back in your home with the right Bryant for you. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Make sure that your home or business internet speed is ready for everything that needs a connection. Your laptops, smartphones, tablets, and more. Switch to Nextech Internet or upgrade your current speed and we'll give you one more awesome gadget for free, a Windows 10 tablet. Your devices and you deserve the best, so make sure you have the fastest and most reliable internet. Call today and get Nextech Internet and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply. Contact Nextech for details.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're pleased to be joined by Lance Bergman, St. John's Tipton boys head coach for the final time. Coach, you finished out your regular season Friday night. A tight one there after three quarters with Lincoln. You only led by three, but you end up winning it by 14, 61, 47. Finish your regular season undefeated, 12-0 in the Northern Plains League as the champions. How did things go for you there on Friday night?
Yeah, we came out, didn't do too bad. Talked about the fact we needed to make sure we rebounded well against Lincoln. That was one area I thought that if we didn't rebound well, they had a shot. And, you know, it showed true. I thought Lincoln came out and played really well, especially the third quarter. The first three possessions of the second half, they get a shot, we play good defense, and we don't box out and rebound. They get a rebound and put it back in. I thought we scored the first 6 points coming out of the halftime. That was definitely the thing I was probably the most frustrated with as far as, what we didn't do right. And then because of that, we allowed them to get a little confidence in the shot. And then they, started knocking down some shots, and they're feeling pretty good about themselves. And got it within three going in the third quarter, and that was, credit the way they played. And we did not do what we usually do and play good, solid defense and then rebound. And, then we didn't hit a few shots on offense and kind of got out of sync. And, Lincoln did a very nice job of executing. And then started the fourth quarter, going into the fourth and between the third and the fourth, the boys were starting to feel some adversity. They're in the huddle talking, and, the first time they really faced any true adversity at this season where they just weren't playing well and the team was making a run on them. And they made a great statement coming out in the fourth quarter, a lot more focused, played a lot better defense, and I think we forced Turks two turnovers to start the fourth quarter, and that kind of got us excited and got us playing well again, was able to jump out to a pretty big lead there in the fourth. And then towards the end, we had another little lull where we had four turnovers in a row that caused me to call a timeout and explain to the boys, we can't be doing that stuff, moving on into postseason. We're going to probably win this game, but, when it comes, a championship game in the sub-state or something like that, we can't afford to do those things. So we needed that game, needed the last two games, actually, to really get us focused, to let us know what it was going to be like playing a little bit tighter games. Pretty excited about going 20-0, but now everybody's undefeated that we're going to play from here on out. So that's what we got to be paying attention to.
Southern Cloud coming up in the sub-state semis for your team. That'll be tonight as we're airing on Thursday here. And looking at Southern Cloud, you beat them relatively easily the only time you played them this year, 58-20 on their floor. Some quick thoughts on the Warriors and what do you need to do here the second time around?
We're going to focus on three main things. One, we want to play good defense without fouling. And then based off that good defense without fouling, we want to make sure that we turn and box out and rebound and limit them just one shot. That's what we want to do defensively, challenge shots, but make sure we don't foul. And then on offense, we want to execute, take care of the basketball and not have any silly turnovers and just have a crisp game on offense and get ourselves hopefully getting better, come out with a win and hopefully be ready on Saturday. Southern Cloud has definitely gotten better since the first time we played them. They were having some struggles over Christmas break, but kids not making practice and stuff. And the Graham kid had a really nice night on Monday against Lynn, and so we're going to have to make sure to defend him well and then make sure to box him out. And then just take care of the basketball. So that's what the three things I've really been talking to the boys about this week is, defense without fouling, then rebounding, and then take care of the basketball. And I think if we succeed in those three facets of the game, then we should be doing pretty well.
Lance Bergman, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for the time all season long. This is our final Locker Room Chat, and we wish you the best as you try to get back to the state tournament.
Thank you, Dusty.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Browns Electronics, Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit, and Nextech.
Create business communication the way you want it with Nextech's affordable cloud-based business phone system. Built-in business class features like voicemail to email, simultaneous ring and caller ID, power productivity, and there is no expensive equipment to purchase or maintain. Contact Nextech's business experts to find out how to affordably boost your business communication. Sign up before December 31st and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply.
We're Willow Springs Services in Beloit. We do a lot of routine and seasonal maintenance work in our six-county area. We also do our share of new construction projects.
But what about in an emergency? When you need an electrician or a plumber, who do you call?
Willow Springs customers know the answer. When you can't wait, we'll be there for you.
For your plumbing, cooling, heating, and electrical needs, Willow Springs Services in Beloit.
Find out what we can do for you. Whenever you need it done, give us a call today, 738-2474. We'll be right there to help.
Stop in Browns Electronics at 705 North Mill in Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all the new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the award-winning Hopper, a whole-home DVR system that allows you to record up to 8 shows at once and a 2-terabyte hard drive, and also features Sling, which gives you the option to watch TV on any device, anywhere, plus many more features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Travis Eberle and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, the State Bank of Downs, and by Nextech.
And we're back in our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 one final time with Travis Eberle, the head coach of the Lakeside Lady Knight basketball team. Coach, you finished out your regular season with a win over Sylvan Lucas, 52-44 there on Friday. A really nice, well-rounded scoring effort. You get 16 from McKinley Hennis, 13 from Bailey Brummett, and 12 from Megan LaRocque in that one as you win it by 8 at Sylvan to finish out the regular season. What are your thoughts on that last win?
Yeah, I was real happy with the way we played. You know, it's nice to get two or three girls in double figures, you know, and it kind of makes you have other teams have to defend you different. So, you know, it opens up other things that we like to do. And as far as the, you know, the end of the season with the regular season with the win, you know, it was always a good deal going into substate. It kind of gives you a little momentum and hopefully we can carry that on into substate and do good in substate.
Had a first-round bye. You'll play Pike Valley coming up tomorrow night in the sub-state round, semifinal round of the postseason here. As you take on the Lady Panthers, they caught you by 4 on the road at their place back on your first game back from the Christmas break there, 55-51. What do you have to do the second time around to pick up a win and keep your season alive?
Well, when we went up there, we got down 17 points by halftime, you know, and we just got to come out, take care of the ball, and have better shot selection, play better defense, you know, and keep it closer than that at halftime. You know, it's always hard to come back from 17, but, you know, the girls did. We come back and tied it, actually, and went ahead, I think, by 1, and had some costly turnovers that cost us the game. But, you know, we've come a long way since then. You know, we've been out. We've been without Rachel for the last 5 games, you know, and we've won 4 of them, and so that gives us confidence there, and hoping to have her back here in the substate. And I think as long as we go up there and play basketball Friday night, we hopefully be playing Saturday in the championship.
Travis Eberle, the head coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights, here in our Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for the time all season long as this is our final Locker Room Chat, and wish you the best of luck as you try to make it out to the state tournament.
Yeah, thanks, Dusty.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all of your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC. This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brossard Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
Make sure that your home or business internet speed is ready for everything that needs a connection. Your laptops, smartphones, tablets, and more. Switch to Nextech Internet or upgrade your current speed and we'll give you one more awesome gadget for free. A Windows 10 tablet. Your devices and you deserve the best, so make sure you have the fastest and most reliable internet. Call today and get Nextech Internet and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply. Contact Nextech for details.
Welcome back to our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 with Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside boys basketball team for the final time here in 2016. Coach, you finished out with a loss in Substate to Stockton there on Monday night, 63-51. Boy, you got to be proud, I'm guessing, of the effort, though, for your team. You trailed 51-33 and went on a 13-0 run to get back within five, but just not quite enough there in the end. Stockton hit a big three and kind of put your team away there late, winning by 12. What were your thoughts of that Substate first-round game on Monday?
You know, from the get-go, Stockton came out, you know, they played a really, you know, safe man type of defense, and we kind of struggled with that the first half. We tried to key on some of their shooters, and we kind of lost our assignment sometimes on the defensive end, and they got up by 20 points at half. And we were, you know, it was a turning point whether we were going to, you know, let them keep doing what they were doing or switch things up and try to adjust and fight back. And we fought back, and we did a really good job. You know, we kind of had stuff on the ropes there. At the end of the third quarter, end of the fourth, we switched defenses a little bit, and we're getting up a little more pressure in their face. When they were on offense, and we were executing our offense really well, you know, we got good isolations on the block. Austin Strode did a good job. We did a good job getting him the ball. You know, he finished with 23 points. That's probably the best game he's played all year. We just couldn't get over the hump. You know, like you said, we got within five, and I think we were within five, and we had a chance at the free throw line to bring it down to three. And, you know, we didn't shoot a whole, very good free throws. I think we were 7-14 in the game. But, you know, we fought back, and we didn't just lay down and, give up, and I'm proud of how the boys were able to show some grit, show some heart and pride, and be able to fight back with that 20-point deficit at halftime. So, you know, I was proud of the effort. Obviously, we'd like to win the game, but I was proud of the effort that we showed in the second half.
And you finished out your season there, and just looking real quick at some of these guys, you know, you'll lose some seniors from this group that put some time into your program, and Tyron Grewell, Keegan Cole, and Tristan Winkle, but you'll have quite a bit coming back next year as well. What are your thoughts on this class that's departing for your team?
Yeah, you know, we had three good seniors. You know, Tyron's a kid who's, you know, a vocal leader, and, you know, he got the opportunity to get to a starting position there towards the end of the year with some people out. And did a really good job. You know, after the league tournament, Tyron had probably three or four games where he was the best player on the team. So, you know, I was really proud of the way he was able to step up into a starting position and help the team out. And, you know, Tristan Winkle, he's a good kid. You know, he's got a lot of energy. He's a really good defensive player for us at the top of our 2-3. And, you know, he's a slasher. He can get to the basket, you know, and score some quick points for us. So that's going to hurt, you know, losing a quick, aggressive guy like him on defense. And then, you know, Keegan Cole, you know, Keegan's a kid, but you wouldn't look at him and think, you know, this kid's got a, you know, he's a really good outside shooter, but Keegan's probably our best outside shooter this year.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, you know, he had to play inside a lot too. And there were a couple games where, you know, when Austin Storty was out, you know, Keegan was our main post. And, you know, a couple games after the league term, you know, he was having a double-double with 17 points, you know, 12 rebounds. So, you know, there were times where Keegan was just dominated in the low post. And that's something we're going to miss. You know, Keegan was a kid who would go out and he would get almost, you know, every rebound that was around, he was going to go get. And so we're going to have to find someone who wants to fill that role definitely next year, you know, on the defensive and offensive rebounding. But, you know, like you said, you know, we as three seniors, we're going to bring a lot of kids back. And so we'll find some guys to fill in those positions. So, you know, we should have a good shot at improving our record next year.
Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights, again, for the final time here at a Locker Room Chats, Coach. Well, thank you for taking the time all season and best of luck down the road.
Thanks, Dusty.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the State Bank of Downs, Brossard Corporation in Downs, and Nextech.
Create business communication the way you want it with Nextech's affordable cloud-based business phone system. Built-in business class features like voicemail to email, simultaneous ring and caller ID, power productivity, and there is no expensive equipment to purchase or maintain. Contact Next Tech's business experts to find out how to affordably boost your business communication. Sign up before December 31st and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year. The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all of your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, signed certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
We continue our Thursday locker room chats with Rock Hills head coaches Lauren Charles and Matt Hesting. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web at kdcountry94.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are sponsored by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Kears Thriftway in Mankato, and by Bonert Welding in Jewell.
And welcome back in our locker room chats on KD Country 94 with Lauren Charles, the head coach of the Rock Hills girls basketball team. Coach, finishing out your season, regular season Friday against Osborne, a 43-20 loss, and then you fell in your first round of sub-state to Pike Valley on Tuesday night, 45-32. So your season comes to a close here with that loss to Pike Valley in the first round of sub-state. I guess overall, what were your thoughts of these last two games as you finish out the regular season and then your postseason?
Overall, I think the girls learned to play together as a team, small in numbers, there's only about seven of them, but win or lose, they were able to keep their heads up and continue moving forward all season.
Yeah, that Pike Valley game, I was there to see that one. You know, they jumped out early. You guys struggled a little bit from the floor offensively, but really did pick it up in the second quarter and ended up getting 13 points there and making it respectable. But overall, what do you feel about that Pike Valley game? I know it was a rough start, but the girls fought hard.
Yeah, they fought hard. I mean, when we get into foul trouble really early in the game, and we finished that first half with 15 fouls, it was kind of hard to figure out. I had my starting point guard as our post at one point because I had no post because the other ones all had three. And, I mean, they fought back in that second quarter, which was good for them because they got in their little – they dug themselves a hole like they usually do in the first quarter. But, like I said, they never gave up and they continued to play.
Now, looking at your team now, again, you finished this season 0-21, so a rough season for you. But when you look ahead and see that you did have a lot of sophomores that were gaining valuable experience and some underclassmen there, and the one senior there in the end, and Allison Rails back, future looks all right here with a bunch of sophomores. What do you think about as they continue to develop?
I think Allison has made a very good name for the school as a leader and a captain on that team, and sophomore's going to have to step up and take her spot. I mean, we won't have any seniors next year, so it'll fall down on the shoulders of the sophomores, who I think have a lot of athleticism. They're just not all basketball-minded.
Lauren Charles, head coach of the Rock Hills Lady Grizzlies, here in the locker room chats for the final time. Coach, we thank you for taking time all season, and best of luck down the road.
Thank you very much.
At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, we love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy in Jewell County, we work to improve your health and the health of the community. At the pharmacy, you'll receive personalized care and exceptional customer service. Remember, now is cold and flu season, so get the remedies you need to stay healthy from us at Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where we appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in today and let us take care of you in beautiful downtown Mankato.
Don't miss the savings now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in downtown Mankato. They have in the meat department fresh family packs of boneless pork chops for just $1.99 a pound. It's now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in downtown Mankato. You'll find great savings now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in downtown Mankato. They have 10-ounce fresh-cut boneless beef KC strip steaks for $5.99 each. It's now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
And we're welcoming back in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94. We're joined by Matt Hastings, the head coach of the Rock Hills boys basketball team. Coach, you finished out the regular season since we talked last as you win 45-42 over Osborne. You get 15 from Tucker Johannic. You down late in the game, had a nice couple possessions there to end it, to win it by three, 45-42. What were your thoughts on the win on Friday night?
Well, like you said, it was probably fortunate to win it. Osborne, obviously a good team, and presents a lot of problems and for us and for anybody, because they have such good shooters and they handle the ball so well and everything. So, you know, we was hoping to be around when that time came, you know, in the last two or three minutes and not let it get away from us, and we were. And a different fortunate situation. You know, they had a good free throw shooter up there, up 41-40, and in the Walters kid, and he only makes one out of two, puts him up by two, and then we get three shots at the basket. First one missed with about 20 seconds, and then they get the rebound and travel with it, and we get it back, and our second one misses, and we get an offensive rebound, and then the ball ends up in Luke Brockman's hands for a game-winning tray or something with about 7 seconds. So, you know, it was a good high school ball game, and one that neither team probably deserved to lose, and was probably within four or five the whole way. So just a nice night. It was senior night for our seniors, and they all three played very well. Spencer Calloway played well. Gave him a starting spot for the first time this year as a senior, and played well for us in the first half, defensively especially, and a couple assists. And then Grant Davis hustled the whole night and got some boards for us and was able to score a little bit. And then Tucker was pretty good inside to lead us in scoring. So it was a good night for the seniors and a good league win for us, and a good way to give us hopefully a little bit of confidence and momentum heading into Substate.
Again, going into Substate, semifinals coming up as this airs on Thursday. That'll be tonight. So you'll play Pine Valley for the third time this season. You beat them the first time by 10, and then played them again there here late in the season where they caught you by 21 there on your home floor, 56-35. What are some of the things you need to do differently here this third time around to keep your season alive?
Well, we need to play with a lot more emotion, a little bit more energy. I know for whatever reason we were pretty flat that night, and obviously there'd been almost a 20-game span in between there, so they weren't the same team that we'd beat by 10 the first game of the season. Gary, Coach Loring, has brought those kids along very nicely, and they've got a pretty good inside and outside threats. So, you know, we're just going to have to be a little bit more energetic, a little bit in our defensive effort, and hopefully, you know, just play just a little bit better. But at this stage of the game, energy shouldn't be a problem because, you know, you're playing with, you know, for all the marbles right now and everything. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we'll bring some energy and see what we can get done tomorrow.
Matt Hastings, head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies here in our locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck as you finish out Substate here. And we thank you all year for joining us, as this is our final locker room chat, and best of luck as you go on in Substate.
Well, we really appreciate that. Appreciate your coverage and a chance to visit with you here. And it's nice, and appreciate all that you do, Dusty.
Thanks, Coach. Our Rock Hills locker room chats are brought to you by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Keir Swiftway in Mankato, and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Don't miss out on all the great deals now through Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. In the produce department, they have fresh red or green seedless grapes, just $1.99 a pound. It's now through Tuesday, Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. Don't miss the savings now through Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. They have Folgers Classic Roast Coffee, 30.5 ounces for just $5.99. It's now through Tuesday, Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato.
At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, we love being your pharmacy. As a Good Neighbor Pharmacy in Jewell County, we work to improve your health and the health of the community. At the pharmacy, you'll receive personalized care and exceptional customer service. Remember, now is cold and flu season, so get the remedies you need to stay healthy from us at Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where we appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in today and let us take care of you in beautiful downtown Mankato.
We now turn our attention to the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs and their head hoop coaches, Emily Carney and Cody Flynn. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3. And you can also hear all the exciting action at katycountry94.com. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chats are sponsored by Crop Production Services in Hunter.
Welcome back to Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94, and we're joined by Emily Carney, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Lady Mustang basketball team for one final time here the 2016 season. Coach, you finished out your regular season against Lakeside since we talked last, a 52-44 loss there. You lost by 8, but Kirsten Decker definitely had a nice game off the bench for you in that one with 22. And just kind of looking overall at how you played against Lakeside, what were your thoughts of that loss on Friday?
We just let their heights take advantage of us, and we let Hennis score there quite a bit. But as you said, Decker had a great game that we've been hoping to see from her all season, so hopefully this continues on as we go to the post play here.
You go into postseason with Palco coming up on Friday. You had a first-round bye in this 1A Division II sub-state as the number one seed. Looking at Palco, what do you expect to see from their group this season?
Honestly, we don't know a ton about them, but I do know they've got a little height for us, but hopefully we can just play some good defense and get some easy buckets off of them.
I know you're continuing on here, but again, this is our final locker room chat here, so I'm just going to give you a chance to talk maybe about your senior class with Courtney Batchman and Bailey Brockman, a couple girls who have been very key to your success here over the last few years and definitely probably going to be missed for you. What are your thoughts on this departing senior class?
Yeah, they're definitely going to be missed. They're both real hard workers, pretty consistent for us throughout the year. Well, we'll be losing our two top scorers, so yeah, I know. They're definitely going to. We'll miss them a lot next year.
It's Emily Carney, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Lady Mustangs on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best luck as you try to get out to the 182 state tournament again.
Thanks.
It's the start to a new chapter in farming. Higher yields and increased returns with great Loveland products. Your area crop production services location offers a full range of innovative, top-quality Loveland products for crop protection, plant nutrition, seed treatments, and much more, including the industry-leading adjuvants that Loveland is known for. See the ag professionals at Crop Production Services with locations in Beloit, Hunter, and Smith Center. And get growing.
Welcome back to our Locker Room Chats, and we have Cody Flynn, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs, our final Locker Room Chat interview. You're special that way. You get the last one of the 2016 season, Coach. As you continue on in sub-state, you won your opening round against Natoma 37-28 there on Monday. RJ Harbor had 15 points for you, so staying alive, and you get Tescott coming up later tonight. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but first, go back to that Natoma game. What were your thoughts on the opening round win?
Dusty, it was actually very flattering that we actually got the win because, we asked the kids after the game in the locker room, how many of you were nervous? And, like, everybody raised their hand, and it definitely showed out on the floor. We were just off to a sluggish start, and we had a hard time scoring. And the things that we've been doing, we've been scoring, the easy baskets we've been making, we just weren't falling. They were rolling around, and we were shooting a little quicker than we wanted to. And so then it made a little things harder, but our defensive effort was absolutely incredible. You know, you hold a team to 28 points, and once again, we held a team scoreless in a quarter, and Natoma didn't score in the second quarter, and so we kind of got to stretch our lead a little bit, which helped us. And then, to Natoma's credit, they came out in the third quarter and came out and hit some shots, and it was like they made a big run at us and actually got they got up by 1 point in the fourth quarter, and then we came down and hit back-to-back threes, which was absolutely huge by Caleb Garcia, and that was one of those things where they hit a three, and we came down, and he's like, well, you know, we're not going to lose this game, and so we hit a three, and then we got a stop and called a timeout, ran a set play, and he hit another one, and so that was a big swing in momentum, and it was one of the good things in the game that we actually did offensively. But when you can hold a team scoreless, it really helps to stretch your lead, and our kids were excited, and I told the kids before the game and then again after the game, it doesn't matter how you win this time of year as long as you do win, and survive in advance mode, and that's kind of what we're excited to be moving on to sub-state, and hopefully we can extend our streak a little longer and give Tescott a big game Thursday night.
Tescott, again, as we earn on Thursday, you'll play them tonight for the fourth time this year. You lost to them all three times you played them earlier. Just some quick thoughts on what you need to do this time around to pick up a win against Tescott.
I think the main thing is we have to play with confidence. We played them the very first game of the year, and we lost by three, and then we played them before the league tournament, and those both were on their home floor, and it was like we had the lead the entire time. I think the second time we played them, we were up 8 at halftime, and they made a run at us, and I just don't think that we were as confident about our abilities as we are right now. You know, I told the kids this is going to be a good measuring stick to see where we were from then until now, and I think we've improved tremendously. We've switched some people around. We've got some extended minutes from some of the younger kids, and you know, the seedings first came out. You know, I wasn't real excited about having to play that first round game, but I'm actually glad that we did, and hopefully we can get all those nerves that we had for the first game are going to be out of the way, and we can just go out there and play. And Teskin hasn't got to play out there yet, and then, you know, the number one seed, we have nothing to lose. I don't think anybody expects us to be in the sub-state championship game, and so if we can put everything together, we definitely need to know where the Perry kid is, and hopefully we can keep the Brown kid from driving and hold their post players in down a little bit, and you know, have to come out with great defensive energy and have another great defensive effort to make sure that we can survive in advance, so to speak, this time of year. And I know Teskett's got a good, you know, they've been playing pretty well, so we got to make sure that we are ready to go. And I think our kids will be excited for the chance to, you know, maybe try to knock somebody off. And it's going to be a good challenge for us, and we hope that we can come out with a W.
Cody Flynn, head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. Coach, again, thanks for your time all season long, and best of luck as you finish out in sub-state here.
Thanks for all your coverage all year, Dusty, and we hope to end on a good note.
NCKSSports.com is your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, and other area teams in the Mid-Continent League and NCKL. Visit NCKSSports.com. This unique website is made possible by these fine sponsors: Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Catlin's Friendly Apple Market, Betker Supply, Brush Art Corporation, S&S Drug and Home Health, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out NCKSSports.com today. Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10, as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmen, Lincoln Leopards, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.